Fort Wainwright will lose up to 62 civilian jobs in the coming year as part of the Army's share of cutbacks intended to reduce federal spending and the nation's budget deficit. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
Most of the 78 civilian positions statewide that the Army says it may eliminate in the coming year will come from Fort Wainwright. Fort Greely, near Delta Junction, may lose 6 positions, and up to 10 may be lost on the Army side of Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson in Anchorage. Lieutenant Colonel Rodney Crum, a U.S. Army Alaska spokesman at Elmendorf-Richardson, says those are all preliminary numbers that are still being sorted out.
Nobody's for sure how many. These are just possible reductions.
Crum says the Army is trying to keep that number down to minimize the impact on its civil service workers in Alaska.
We're kind of in the process of executing every option we have in order to get that number down to the fewest possible.
Crum couldn't say how many of those positions are presently filled, nor the kinds of jobs that would be eliminated under the reductions. The cutbacks announced Friday would affect at most a little more than 3% of the 2,200 civilians who work for the Army in Alaska. Nationwide, some 330,000 civilians work for the Army. The service plans to trim that workforce by some 8,700 positions by September 30th. That would meet the Army's goal of reducing its workforce to fiscal year 2010 levels. The Air Force is also cutting back. The service announced last month that it will eliminate more than 250 civil service positions in Alaska by April 1st, most of which will be cut at Elmendorf-Richardson. Eielson Air Force Base near Fairbanks would lose 45 positions. The cutbacks are all part of the federal government's efforts to trim some $350 billion from the Defense Department's budget over the next 10 years. The federal government is the third largest employer in Alaska. Most of the 16,000 federal employees statewide work for Defense Department agencies. In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.